Oh.
Well, the American public had sort of understood quite clearly what happened.
Hello?
At least until...
Hello, this is Jennifer. This is not a sales call. We're calling to conduct...
What you calling for, Medicare? You calling about Medicare?
We're calling to conduct an opinion poll about politics and issues in your area of Texas. Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
Yes.
Thank you. There will be a Democratic primary election in March 2024 for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Allred and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like state legislature, will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote, or wait until November to vote in general elections?
Probably the general election. I'll probably go. Who's running for the primary?
Sure, let me go back to that. According to this, is the Congressman Colin Allred and the State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. So just to confirm, you will probably vote in the primary.
Probably.
Thank you. Can you please answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion on each of the following people and organization? And if you don't know them, you can also let me know. The first one is Danny Norris.
Well, ma'am, I'm a vote, and I haven't made up my mind yet on who I vote for, but I'll be voting. I vote. So
this is just personal, your opinion on each of the persons that are running.
I don't even know the people. I have to analyze them.
Have you heard about Clint Van Horn?
No.
Okay, and what's your opinion about Houston Independent School District?
What?
What is your opinion about Houston Independent School District?
I'm not satisfied with the way it's going.
Okay, then we could say that it's very unfavorable opinion about the organization?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you know anything or what's your opinion about Shayla Jackson Lee?
No.
Okay. What about Harold Dutton?
Yeah, well, I know both of them. Harold Dutton and Shayla Jackson.
Okay. Do you find him very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Thank you. And what about Joey Chapman?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. As you may know, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District. Which is closer to your opinion about this? The first one is that you support a state takeover because HISD schools are failing our kids and working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous. Or do you oppose the state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our schools?
Unfavorable.
So you're opposed to the state takeover?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Which of these four candidates will you vote for if you had to choose today? The first one is Joyce Chapman, then Harold Dutton, Clint Van Horn, or Danny Norris.
Yeah, Dutton.
Thank you. Well, here are a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dutton, and his record. Can you please rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative? The first one is Harold Dutton has led the fight to provide free healthcare to uninsured lower-income Texas, paid for by free federal government Medicaid money.
Favorable.
Okay, so do you find it very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat.
Okay, the next statement is that he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost saving to lower and middle income homeowners. Do you find this positive or negative?
Positive.
Will that be very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is that Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Do you find this positive or negative?
Repeat that statement.
Sure. Harold Dutton supports the state takeover of HISD schools and wrote the law allowing the state to do it.
No, I don't approve of that.
Okay, so you find that somewhat negative or very negative?
Very negative.
Okay, the next statement is that he's fighting against the extreme Republicans' men on abortion rights by voting constantly to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest. Do you find this positive or negative?
Repeat that again.
Sure. He's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion even in cases of rape or incest.
Yeah, well, well, that's positive.
Okay, very positive or somewhat positive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. The next one is that Dutton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston.
Positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thank you. The next one is that Representative Dutton was the only Democrat in the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping a wealthy campaign contributor avoid prosecution. Do you find this positive or negative?
Negative.
Very negative or somewhat negative?
Very negative.
Okay, and the next one is that Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's stream plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme.
He did what? Now, how many more do we have?
We almost finished with this one. Actually, this was the longest part. So for this last statement, do you find this very positive, somewhat positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
What was the question?
Harold Dutton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his vouchers.
Positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Thank you so much. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates will you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House if you have to choose today? Will you vote for Joyce Chapman, Harold Dutton, Glenn Van Horn, or Danny Norris? Hello?
Probably Dutton.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, could you please tell me if your age is between 18 or 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Thank you so much. Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Home.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or Black?
Black.
Thank you. Do you have any children currently in the local public schools?
No.
Thank you. Do you have any grandchildren who attend the local public schools?
grandchildren attend where?
Yeah, if you have any grandchildren who attend local public schools.
Local public school?
Yes, the local public schools.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That was basically it. I really appreciate you taking the time for the survey today.
All right.
Enjoy the rest of your evening. It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.